Hello, everybody. It's Lee Milt here, and welcome to the Millionaire Smarts program. Our topic is Focus on Prosperity, and this is part three. I invite you to not only listen to this program, but also I actually want to encourage you to please take action on the tools and strategies I'm going to share with you, because we're focusing on prosperity. And one of the greatest tools that I have ever known for prosperity, hands down, is a technique called visualization. It's also the imagination of our mind, which is the workshop of our mind. It's also known by many names: mental imaging, mental rehearsal, guided imagery, self-hypnosis, behavior modification. Scientists actually refer to it as imprinting or modeling. But folks, don't let any particular label, lock you down and not let you try something. If you'll look at all successful people throughout history who have been very famous, who have been great athletes, great writers, people who have created great success, they have all consistently used their imagination. Walt Disney, said, if you can dream it, you can make it become your reality. The truth is that each and every one of us uses our imagination, but most of us use our imagination to create images and references in the mind of how we might fail. This is a great problem right now due to the economy being troubled. We are being fed images by the news media, by magazines, by newspapers, by people that we talk to every day. Oh, woe is us, how terrible things are. Folks, life goes on. This is a phase, and we are being challenged to utilize the best of ourselves. We're being challenged to get off cruise control. We're being challenged to utilize our skills, our talents, and our abilities. And one of the greatest abilities that you can have is to take charge of the caliber of information that goes into your brain. Now, you may never have thought of images being the language of the brain, but thoughts that come from our brain influence our future. Now, we want to use our imagination to put into our mind computers the pictures and references of success that we want to have for ourselves in the future. Folks, we are self-fulfilling prophecies. If you think that no matter what happens with the economy, you're going to survive, you're going to prosper, that is your destiny. If you think the economy is going to best you, that is your destiny. It's a matter of what you decide to put into the brain. And again, it's not the labels. It really is the decision that you have of, are you willing to take a talent and a skill that you already have within you, the power of mental rehearsal, and use it in a way that allows you to make a big difference in your life? Let's face it, we want to focus on prosperity, so the best way to do that and the best way to prepare for success in life is to imagine yourself being successful. Your imagination is your own personal workshop of the mind. And in it, you can see all the possibilities of the future and exactly how to go about creating those dreams. You can rehearse the possibilities. You can create plans and visualize your way to success, all in the privacy of your own mind. So unless you allow it to be so, your imagination is not bound by limiting beliefs or fears, or even past conditioning. Again, as Walt Disney said, if you can dream it, you can do it. Everything we create in the physical world starts as an idea. So are you willing to do this for yourself? The truth is, mental imaging can be used in every area of your life, from making a sale to starting a business to obtaining your life's dream goals. According to Dr. Thornburg, who teaches creativity at the Stanford Business School, he said, in mental rehearsal, you're engaging your subconscious as an ally in the pursuit of your goals. With imaging reinforcing the goal's importance, the subconscious will put that goal very high on your priority list, making it far more likely that you'll unconsciously begin adjusting your actions in ways that will make that goal happen for you. I want you to think about it like this. Your mind is working like a movie projector. It's screening an endless reel of memories, daydreams, and scenes of situations, both real and imagined. Now, there's more to imaging in the mind than just mental rehearsal or suggestion. You see, our nervous system reacts to mental images in the same way it reacts to images from the external world. Did you hear that? In other words, the nervous system cannot tell the difference between an imaginary experience and the real experience. I know that's kind of crazy, but think about the last time you really blew it, maybe in a sales call, and you felt embarrassed about your lack of success. Remember all the things that happened and how you felt. Well, the more you think about that situation, the faster your heart beats. Your palms might start to sweat. You're reliving the physical dynamics because you have called up the emotions of that painful event. It's all recorded in your body's mental computer. Now, if you've just suffered all the stress you had thinking about that because your subconscious mind and your nervous system cannot tell the difference between an imaginary event and the real thing, ever, well, I hope you will stop and think about that fact for a minute, because once you truly understand this concept, you will stop being tied to your past forever. Now, I want you to think about that your present moment thoughts are your most powerful creative tools. You see, you can create a rich life filled with love, rewarding work, satisfying relationships, great health, financial prosperity, inner peace, harmony, anything that you want, being great at sports, playing golf, anything that you want to imagine. You see, the use of mental imaging gives you a magical tool to tap into the natural goodness and richness of your life. You see, creative mental imaging is, I think, magical because it aligns the natural activities of your conscious and subconscious mind with what I call the universal mind. I think you all need to know that there's a universal law that states that like energies attract each other. Since energy is magnetic, energy of certain vibrations attract energy of similar vibrations. Therefore, thoughts and feelings have their own magnetic energy, which also attracts energy of the same nature. Now, if you look in quantum physics, there's a lot of books about this, energy attracting energy. We're always creating our reality from our thoughts. And our thoughts act like blueprints of the images we want to create. The image actually magnetizes and guides the physical energy to flow into the form we have imagined and allows us to manifest many of our dreams into reality. I think mental imagery is also called the law of radiation and attraction. And because this principle, as you sow, so shall you reap in your thoughts and in your life. We always attract into our lives whatever we strongly believe, think about, or imagine most vividly. So keep in mind, there are absolutely no limits for us folks, except for the limits we put on ourselves. I invite you to take and have this belief system that you do have the power through your thoughts and imagination to break away from any illusionary barriers that have held you back from the prosperous, successful life that you want to have. Now, please don't confuse mental imaging with daydreaming or fantasizing. Now, although both involve the use of your imagination, it's only when you truly commit yourself to a goal that you can take advantage of mental imaging. You see, as fun as daydreams and fantasies are, they're oftentimes very unrealistic thoughts that we don't really expect to happen or we have very little investment in, such as, you know, finding the magic bottle with a genie who'll pop up and drops millions of dollars in our lap, or we won the lottery today. You see, daydreaming or merely undirected wishful thinking does not have the power to release the force within yourself to bring about these fantasies to come true. You know, I think a lot of people have, you know, dreamed of being a rock star, but you won't actually go out there and actually try to do that. So again, I want to make this very clear that mental imaging is not a method of self-deception. It again is one of the strongest tools known to date for self-direction and tapping into your potential. Because by you becoming the star